We are two games into the WNBA Finals, series basically halfway over. If I had to guess, the majority of you guys didn't even know the WNBA Finals had started. Much to my surprise, though, the Phoenix Mercury, they have not had one of their games moved yet to make way for Disney on Ice or the big comeback of Depeche Mode. No, both Game 1 and 2 were played in Phoenix, played in their home arena, Progress. Unsurprisingly, neither game was sold out. Game 1, the Phoenix Footprint Center was at 50% capacity. Game 2, they drew over 13,000 fans. Still not a sellout, but an improvement of 3,000 over Game 1. I know we talk a lot about television ratings here on the channel, and we're going to talk about ratings for the WNBA Finals today. But one way you can gauge the health of a league is by looking at its live attendance numbers. The media wants us to believe the popularity of the WNBA is nearing all-time highs. People just can't get enough of WNBA basketball. Ratings are a good metric, but live attendance numbers? Live attendance shows whether or not you have a committed fan base or how much of a committed fan base you have. People who are willing to spend their money deal with the hassle of going to a game live, paying for parking, dealing with the traffic, paying $10 for a beer. I'll pay $1,000 for Saints playoff tickets. If they're on the road, I'll fly to wherever they're playing. I'm a committed fan. Some of you might not be willing to do that. You don't give a shit about the Saints, but maybe you would do it for your favorite team. I have a friend who is a diehard Alabama fan. He's flown across the country multiple times to watch them play in the national championship. He is a committed fan. That's what I'm talking about with live attendance. During the regular season, the average WNBA ticket sold for around $45. Average attendance across the league at each game, 2,636. I was shocked when I saw that number. We talked about the NWSL dying last week and earlier this week. And the average attendance at NWSL games was 5,000. The NWSL damn near doubles the attendance of the WNBA. That is mind-boggling when you think about it. The NWSL has no television deal. You're not going to find their games on ABC, ESPN. They receive very little media coverage on a national level. The WNBA has 384 games during the regular season. 100 of those are broadcast on national television, a third of their season. That is 100 times more games than the NWSL gets on national TV. Yet, the WNBA continues to struggle convincing fans to part with their money and attend games live. They don't even come close to selling out the WNBA Finals, the biggest games of their season. Why? How can the NWSL be more popular than the WNBA? Well, for one, women's soccer is more popular than women's basketball. But two, the WNBA just is not interesting. It's not interesting. The woke sports media, they don't even find it interesting. Now, you wouldn't believe that by the coverage they've given the WNBA this summer, but I'm about to tell you why I say the media is not all that interested in the WNBA. First, let's get to ratings for the WNBA Finals. Game 1 on Sunday was broadcast on ABC, network television. Anyone with a metal rod and some aluminum foil can pick up ABC on their TV. Game 1, WNBA Finals, 456,000 viewers. Brutal. That is brutal. That is an audience you'd expect to see on WeTV, Lifetime. That number is god-awful for network television. Now, I realize they were going up against the NFL. You are never going to beat football. Hell, the NBA can't come close to beating the NFL. And the ratings for Game 1 were a marked improvement for the WNBA. It was the most watched Game 1 in 4 years. Game 2. It was the second most watched sports broadcast on Wednesday night. The WNBA is booming. Slow down. Slow down. There was not shit on TV Wednesday night in terms of sports. The NHL led the way. They were number one with their season opener on TNT. Major League Baseball, they had the night off. The only other sports on TV Wednesday night was the NBA preseason. No one gives a shit about that. Game 2, WNBA Finals, broadcast on ESPN. 789,000 viewers. Now let's be honest here. That is not a bad number for this league. It was the most watched WNBA game in 4 years. I was expecting plenty of media coverage. I mean, the media has covered the WNBA relentlessly all summer. During the NBA playoffs, there are reports on ratings every day. I don't expect that to be the case throughout the WNBA playoffs, but for the finals, I expected to see more media coverage, especially since they put up a decent number for Game 2. The WNBA, I'll give them credit, they were smart to schedule this game on Wednesday night with very little competition. With it being one of the most watched games in the WNBA in the last 15 years, I expected the media to be boasting about the success of the WNBA, yet there has barely been a mention about it. The only site I could find that actually reported on the WNBA's ratings was Sports Media Watch. But that's their job. That's what they do. Report on ratings in sports. If you Google ratings for the WNBA playoffs or the WNBA finals, all of the articles you'll find are from weeks ago. And most of them are talking about the surging ratings for the WNBA regular season. What happened to the media interest in the WNBA? I don't think they were ever interested in the WNBA, at least the game on the court. If the media really loved the WNBA like they wanted you to believe they do, they would have covered the league more extensively in the past. It's not like the WNBA is new. They've been playing for over 25 years. Media interest spiked over the summer. Why? Because they were never interested in the game itself. The media was interested in the WNBA because the players were actively promoting social justice, equality, and racism, equal pay for women, inclusion, diversity. All of the trigger words that give social justice warriors everywhere a huge chub. Players were demonstrating during the national anthem. Sue Bird joined her boo, Megan Rapinoe, in the fight to get women equal salaries to NBA players. Nike called the women's Olympic team in basketball the greatest dynasty of all time. But it wasn't because they were dominant on the court. It was all the social justice work these women have done off the court. Those are not my words. Those are Nike's words. Once the summer turned to fall, the WNBA shifted its focus back to basketball. There haven't been protests during the national anthem. There's been no talk of equal pay, diversity, inclusion, all that other shit. The WNBA has been strictly basketball, and clearly, the media has no interest. You know another way to gauge interest in a league? Gambling. Look at what odds makers do. You look at the PGA, NFL, NBA, college football, college basketball, Major League Baseball. There are hundreds of different ways to bet every game. Hundreds of bets for one game. Traditional point spreads, over-under, team totals, first half, second half, quarter bets, player props. You know what odds makers offer in the WNBA? Traditional lines only. Vegas hardly pays any attention to setting odds for the WNBA, and they have a team in their city. The WNBA All-Star Game, for example, odds makers were off on the over-under on that game by 74 points. The opening line was dropping 10 points an hour. You would never see that drastic of a deviation in other sports. The reason odds makers limit their offerings in the WNBA and pay little attention to setting tight lines is because no money is bet on the league. Anyway, you guys let me know what you think of the ratings for the WNBA Finals so far. Why do you think the media has quit paying attention to the league? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.